Drunken Dwarf, right here on Online Gaming Radio. I'm the Drunken Dwarf.
And down here in the mailbag, I am Cheez-It Nibblebuns, and I'll be reading your questions to the Drunken Dwarf. Are you ready, Dwarf?
Yeah, well, I'm blind, stinking drunk.
Then let's get to the first letter. Dear Sir Drunken Dwarfy.
Yeah, what?
Oh, huh? It's written in Rotunda. You'll have to bear with me for a minute. I have this questions about the forgies with the hammers and the stuffsies. Yes, I doozies. And dwarfsies goodies at pounding the hammers and the weapons, is right? Well, them dwarves also have them big fuzzy faces with the beardsies.
Beards, yes.
How you keep the beardsies from burning with the forgies? Me's wondering to know, because we like the crafties, but scared the forgies fires. So, how did dwarves present the forgie fires? Sign, Crispy Furzies and Antonica Balesies.
My brain's
going to
explode.
Well, basically, he wants to know, how do you keep your beard from bursting in the flames when you're doing your crafting?
It took all that to ask how we keep from catching on fire?
Well, that's just the way Rotunga's
talk. Oh, you're Rotunga's, you gotta get to the point!
Hey!
Well, basically, the secret is ale foam.
Ale foam?
That's right, I said ale foam.
Ale foam.
Yes, see, before we take our hammer in our hand, we take a big old swing of ale! Oh, and then now you see why my beard is covered with foam.
Oh, yeah,
well,
I see
the foam
that.
Doesn't catch fire.
It doesn't?
I'm telling you, the foam doesn't catch on fire. I'm just kidding with you.
Oh, you're trying to fool me now.
Oh, well, basically, we use something better than it. Did I say better than ale? Okay, well, our brains. We don't stick our face in the forge, because that would be suicide. All right, that's a next question.
Dear Drunken Dwarf.
Yes.
I'm going through a very troubling time.
Ooh.
I'm a Karen, and my husband, a dwarf.
Whoa.
The community we live in seems to have a problem with us.
Mm.
Taunting and cursing.
What?
And other nasty things at us every time they see us.
Whoa.
Being a berserker, my first thought is we should just cleave them in twine.
Whoa,
and silence them for good. But my husband says, no.
Whoa.
Please give us a suggestion of what we should do. I'm completely lost. Pushy whipped.
Pushy?
Pushy.
Pushy.
Pushy. Pushy whipped of the bazaar server.
Well, unfortunately, interracial couples can often have a very seriously hard time in any
it's
community.
Really sad.
Whether it's Freeport or Kinos, Neriak. People just don't seem to want to accept them. But what you can do about it, really? I mean, how can you change the opinion of an entire community?
Stabby?
Blackmail.
What? Whoa, blackmail? Hey.
That's right. I said blackmail.
Oh.
Spend the time and the money, even if you have to, find out things about everyone in the community. And then threaten to post it all over NORAD.
I like that idea of going stabby.
Yeah,
at
no
least you won't be cleaving them in twine.
Well, that's true.
You just, you know, aerate them a little bit. Stabby.
Okay. Seriously, though, you know, I don't care if you're a Tonga, you're Karen, dwarf, elf, whatever, as long as you're loving and caring to each other, I say, who cares what anyone says about it?
That's really profound.
That's what I have to say about it. If they have a problem with you, screw them.
That was very nice, dwarf.
Well, you know, sometimes I do answer one correctly.
Not very often.
What was that?
What?
That's all the time we have for Ask the Drunken Dwarf!
Do-do-do-do!
Tell him, Cheez-It!
You can get your questions answered by the Drunken Dwarf by emailing drunkendwarf at kithacore.org.
Or you can always go to kithacore.org, click discussions and forum, and go to the Ask a Drunken Dwarf forum and leave a message for me there.
Yay! Okay, well, I think it's time to get back to the show.
Back to the show.